I find Simon's mother-in-law charming. Getting out of bed after a miserable fever and a miraculous cure, she puts on an apron and heads to the kitchen. Let's eat. Life goes on. But why did such a good woman suffer anyway? Job, the original gloomy Gus, wonders endlessly why he or anyone suffers. Stanley Hauerwas maintains that suffering is not a problem that needs to be solved, but rather a practical challenge requiring a response. In other words, in the face of pain, explanations aren't helpful. Compassion is. Jesus didn't end suffering, but initiated what Hauerwas calls a community of care, a community that absorbs suffering in order to sustain the sufferer. Despite pain and evil, life goes on. For this purpose have I come, Jesus said. We have two opportunities that can strengthen our community of care. The first is the Catholic Services appeal. The appeal is on behalf of those in our archdiocese who are not otherwise supported. For example, it's impossible for small parishes and those that serve children living in poverty to sustain a school. The Catholic Services appeal supports those schools and scholars. For decades, our own Ascension Catholic School has been a grateful recipient of significant funds from the appeal. Other vital ministries are sustained by the appeal: hospital, chaplaincy, prison ministry, Latino ministry, to name a few. We presume that somebody is taking care of all that, right? Well, we are those somebodies. We are the community of care. On another note, we have a wonderful opportunity to strengthen the community of care that is Ascension. And this one, in St. Paul's words today, is free of charge. It won't cost you a cent. We call it Conversations in the Spirit. During Lent, we'll gather to replicate the kind of conversations that were practiced at Pope Francis's Synod on Synodality. Simply put, it is thoughtful listening to another, with others thoughtfully listening to us. It is accompanied with prayer and pauses to let the Spirit breathe through it all. It's not discussion, deliberation, or debate, but deepening the community of care by engaging in thoughtful, Spirit-filled encounter, speaking out of our experience, particularly to matters that Synod conversations discern to be important at Ascension and in the Archdiocese. Some of us have participated in such conversations and have found the experience transforming. I invite Marianne de Ruyter to share a bit of her experience with us today.
So in the local and global preparations of the synodal process, I had the opportunity to participate in conversations in the Spirit. My first time at St. Joan of Arc was a very moving experience. It was an experience of deeply listening and feeling well heard. I am not a talker, and I am intimidated in groups. But this process is different. It feels different. It is different. It is a powerful way of inviting the Holy Spirit into the conversation and sharing in a way that is very welcoming, open, and free from many of the trappings of some of small groups. At our parish level, conversations in the Spirit, I've come away with a greater sense of peace and a greater sense of community. I invite you all to participate in this Lent in these conversations. Whether you're shy or talkative, there is a place at the table for you. Please come.
If you didn't receive a mailing from the Archdiocese about the Catholic Services Appeal, there are forms in your pews with instructions on how to give. Our parish goal this year is $21,420. As for conversations in the Spirit, please stop by the table in the back of the church after Mass to find out how you can get connected to a group and participate. We'll continue sign up next weekend, as well as have a gathering after Mass to see and better understand how conversations in the Spirit happen. Thank you for being part of this community of care.